number 10,694, Douglas A. and Tony Lynn Nolte, east of Route 1, southwest of Route 270A, and north of 2nd Street, being lot 9 and 10, section D, within Truvale Acres Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Both the testimony, names and addresses.
Douglas A. Nolte, 5005 Martin Drive, East Peter, Pennsylvania.
Tony Lynn Nolte.
You both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Nolte, and I will let them testify as well, but I'd like to present the board with a few items first. This case involves a front yard setback encroachment in Truvale Acres. So the first thing I'm going to give as evidence is the original set of restrictions for Truvale Acres. It was developed in 1967. And as you can see from the restrictions, the front yard setback was 15 feet. And that is important because, as the pictures and testimony will show in Truvale Acres, that's kind of where places are. Not every one. We didn't take pictures of every one, but most of the places in there are about 15 feet from the front property line. So first, ending the restrictions. Secondly, Mr. and Mrs. Nolte, who've only owned this property for about 2 years, contacted every property owner on their street, which is 2nd Street in Truvale Acres, and every property owner except one who was on vacation or was gone, has signed a petition in favor of their application, and also some other neighbors did as well. And if I may read the petition, it's not very long. It says, "We own property in Truvale Acres. We know that the Nolts recently bought lots 9 and 10. That they've replaced a 1976 14-by-70 single-wide mobile home with a manufactured home, that they place their new home so that its front is generally in the same location as the front of their old home, that their new home is apparently too close to the front property line, and that they may have to move their home if the variance is not granted. We believe the variance should be granted. Their old home was also apparently too close to the front property line, and that never adversely affected anyone. Their new home is compatible in location with other homes in the neighborhood. It would be a huge expense and hardship for the Nolts if they had to move their new home. Their new home has obviously increased their property value and therefore helps ours as well."
Mr. Schaub, are you aware that there's a possibility of that this could be done without a variance through averaging?
I spoke with Mr. Lank about that when this first came up, and there was he said to me there was a reason it couldn't, and honestly, I don't remember what the reason was.
I'm not sure how far the homes sit. 300 feet on each side, they may not sit close. I don't know.
There was some reason, because as soon as I saw it, that's what I thought, because I saw the pictures and the houses pretty much line up, not exactly all about the 15 feet level, but Lawrence said, and I wish I could remember, he did say there was some reason that couldn't be done, because okay. That's the first thing we both spoke about, that we didn't even need the variance. So I'm sorry that I can't remember the reason.
No problem.
Also, obviously, if this variance is not granted, the Nolts would have no choice but to move their home, because they would never be able to sell it with a zoning violation. And so what I'm giving to the board is an estimate from Bob Davidson Home Movers, which shows an estimate of $22,460. That is merely the cost of moving the home, putting on a new foundation. That does not include, as the estimate shows, any utility work, any permit work, so the cost would be significantly greater than that. I also have several pictures, and I will give them as evidence, but what I would like to do, if I may, is have Mr. Null testify, and he can show you, explain what the pictures do show. So if I may have Mr. Null testify, please. So Mr. Null, could you give us your name?
Douglas Null, live in Pennsylvania. I bought a place down there 2 years ago.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a lineman leader for PP&L for 37 years.
And do you serve on any local boards in your town?
I'm on the Planning Commission.
And so you sit on a board in your town that does what these gentlemen and ladies do?
I learned a lot off this whole episode. Small town, all volunteer. I learned a lot.
Could you explain how this particular problem arose?
Well, I went and got my permit, which is all new to me, because he bought the home in Pennsylvania. He said they have contractors down in Delaware to take care of it.
Let me back up. What did the lot look like when you bought it?
Oh, it was trailer was run down, dirty. We took 57 bags of trash out of it. And so I got my permit, and people in the office were very helpful with me. And I got my, 10-foot setback on the side, 30 in the front. So I asked my neighbors over 25 years. He told me your property line was, I gave myself 12 foot, and then I measured from the road back. Because in Pennsylvania, you own to the road. I didn't know the county owned 10 foot of my front yard, so I measured 32 foot back from the road to the house. So I gave myself 2 more feet just in case I was wrong. And well, I was wrong.
So you measured thinking you were 32 feet from the front.
I was only 22.
Mm. Now, did your 32 feet coincide with approximately the front placement of the home you were replacing?
Yes, it's probably about maybe a foot closer to the road than the new place. Mm-hmm. I thought I was good there. I was worried about my side because my neighbor was wrong. His estimate was the opposite way around.
Okay, and then so you bought the home, and then who did the contracting as far as the foundation and that type of thing?
Local people, they said the manufacturer who bought the home said they're covered in Delaware and Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. So they told me to give me the name of the contractor to choose. I did that, and I do my own permits. I didn't know anything about surveying, and I basically was my own general foreman on the job. It's all new to me, I just tried to do what I had to do.
So the home was placed where you told them to place it?
Yes, exactly.
When did you find out that where you placed it was not where it should have been?
I went my OC permit. Everything was done.
And then a survey was obtained?
Mm-hmm.
And the board has, I believe, copies of the survey attached with the application. Now, I'll show you a picture. Could you explain to the board what this picture shows?
From the street to the house just put up.
Now, this picture shows no landscaping in front of your house. Why is that?
We didn't do anything. I guess May we found out we had to move the house, so we didn't do anything to the outside. No landscaping, no grass, no nothing, because why do we have to tear it out? We have to move it. So we were going to wait.
Right.
I mean, the steps going in and out are all up to code and everything else, just that we didn't do any landscaping.
Now, I show you this picture. Could you, this is the back of your home.
That's the back of the home looking north toward Midway. My wife standing right there, just do a stake in there, and that's where I have to move the house to get to be legal. And it puts a 27 foot off the back property line. So that's without any steps. That's just where the back of the house is going to be.
And this picture also shows a home in the distance. Is that your
mm-hmm.
neighbor's home?
Yes.
And from the looks of the picture, it appears that the homes line up approximately.
Within 5 to 6 feet.
Now, I show you this picture. This is also the back of your home.
Yeah, it's looking south.
And this shows, you can see a corner of a roof behind it. And that is your neighbor on your other side.
That's correct.
And is that house approximately the same location as yours?
Yes.
And this picture shows the front of your house, is that correct?
Up toward Midway, you can see my neighbor's deck there, and then another double wide up here, an older double wide up further, about the same as mine.
Now, this is a smaller picture. I'm sorry, it's harder to see from there. And this is looking down your street?
Yes, on the east side of the street.
And that shows the houses on your street to be approximately mm-hmm. all the same. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you also took some pictures of just some random homes in the community as well.
Yes.
And these are two pictures?
That's on 3rd Street.
And these show homes that are significantly closer than
yes.
30 feet, correct?
Correct.
So you stopped doing any work on your home once you learned of the problem.
That's correct. So I don't have much. Didn't know until Friday we were going to cost move the house and. I got much what I spend, you know. I spend most of it already.
In addition to the economic cost of actually moving your home, what other problems would you foresee, or what other problems might it create to move the home?
Well, when we put a foundation, we hit an old septic tank, and that was abandoned when we put sewer in. So it wasn't filled or pulled out, so we inspector said put a lintel across the septic tank as long as you get it filled with sand from a licensed plumber. We did that. And then they came back and said something about, we all got a septic engineer to look at it. And I said, what? You know, I just did what you told me to do now. So I said, I'm not going to do that. So he said, let me talk to my boss. And they said, okay, it's legal now, you know, so. Now, if I move the house, we're going to tear that tank up because it's right where my center pilings will be. But now I got to tear the tank out. It's filled with sand. So it's going to cost me a lot more money.
And in addition, if you were to move your home back, how would it, in terms of looking down your street and most of the streets in the development, how would your house look in comparison with the other homes?
I'd be back quite a bit. I'd be back almost 40 foot. From the street. There's no backyard at all.
I don't have any other questions of Mr. Nolte.
Mr. Nolte, this picture here of this Cape Cod that's new, is that on the same side of the street as yours?
That's on 3rd Street. I'm on 2nd.
Okay, thank you.
I have on the back of the pictures the addresses of,
okay.
of everything.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Sir.
Mr. Bortman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Any further, Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. There was a letter received by the office in favor.
Okay.
And also 19 signatures were submitted in favor of
favor?
The petition.
All right.
And I apologize. I meant to point that out. I knew there was a letter. And I'm sorry, I forgot to reserve. If I could just give a brief closing, just to address the different issues.
Okay.
On the uniqueness, I think the uniqueness is really created by the neighborhood. It's an older neighborhood. Mainly, it was originally single-wide mobile homes, if you read the restrictions. In fact, that's what was anticipated. It was actually laid out to be double lot. Each lot was supposed to be two separate lots, and then they found out they couldn't have septic on it. And so all the septics were put behind the properties, and all the properties were moved up front. And the pictures show that just continued.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears, I didn't find a record of a variance for the home that they bought. Yet there is a building permit, I believe, in the file that I had copies of. So this has been ongoing for as long as the development has been there, and that, I think, goes to the hardship issue, or the self-imposed. It's not self-imposed by the Nolts, or really self-imposed by anybody. It was set up by the developer because there was no 30-foot setbacks at the time property was laid out, and has been just continued by almost every property owner in the development. So the Nolts situation is really no more self-imposed than everybody's is, because they put their house back essentially where their old one was, and there was no indication their old one was incorrectly placed, and, but more importantly, compatible with everybody else in the neighborhood. It certainly doesn't adversely affect anybody, and of course the people have signed a petition saying that, and of course it ends up improving the property values because it's a newer home. It doesn't alter the neighborhood in any way because it's totally compatible, and it's certainly an unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty because it's just the cost. Not just the economic cost, but the cost in the looks of that house in relation to the neighborhood. It's compatible with the neighborhood now and would not be if it met all the setbacks. And so for all those reasons, we would ask that the board approve the variance request being filed by the Nolts.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair will be, I call proposition. Chair will be open for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think in summary, Mr. Schaub has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,694. Sorry.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,694. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Chairman, and members of the board, thank you very much.
You're welcome.